One of the most spectacular events in the celestial calendar is due to peak this weekend. Astronomers say conditions could make for an especially striking show of the Geminid meteor shower. That's if weather conditions permit. Alan Giltinen is the centre manager at Blackrock Castle Observatory. He joins us on the line. Alan, thanks for being with us this afternoon. First of all, what are the Geminids?
Yeah, lovely to be here. Thanks, Rachel, for having me on. So the Geminids are a meteor shower that they occur annually, and they're basically the tail end of an asteroid that passes once per annum. But when we get the tail end of it, we get this lovely display of shooting stars, as they're kind of more commonly known. And it happens in the direction of the constellation Gemini, which gives it its name, the Geminids.
It's clear in many places today. I've a feeling it's not going to be so clear over the weekend. Certainly listening to the weather forecast earlier, that was the impression that we all got. Might tonight be our best chance of seeing these shooting stars?
Yeah, definitely. So you're right. The forecast itself isn't particularly good over the weekend. The peak is actually Saturday night into Sunday morning. And that does, from a weather point of view, that doesn't look particularly good. So tonight might indeed be your best option. So to get a look at these, I would look east relatively late in the evening, from 10 p.m. onwards, look to the east. And hopefully you'll see a few. You should see, 10 to 15 per hour kind of in that kind of range on a night like tonight.
And so, in general, then, if the conditions are good, are the Geminids, are they more impressive than the ones we get during the summer?
Yeah, the Perseids and so on. Yeah, they are. So with the Geminids, you can get up to 100-120 per hour with the Geminids, which is a particularly spectacular show. So it is very impressive. And because we're in winter, they kind of go on for a fair bit of time either side, because you do have that long, darker period leading into the peak and out from the peak. So you do get a longer stretch of actually being able to see these shooting stars. So it is quite an impressive show if the weather does play ball. And if I would always urge, even if the weather isn't great, you might get a break in it for half an hour here or there around the place. So I would always encourage people to go out and have a look towards the east late in the evening, and you might get lucky.
Why do we love shooting stars so much? What's their attraction? Because we really do, they really do have quite a lure for us, don't they?
They do, yeah. I think it's a magical type of effect that they have on us. It really brings home. It kind of ties in a lot with what we see around the Christmas and the winter time in particular. But they are particularly magical to look at, the fact that they come from these magnificent celestial objects, comets and asteroids and so on, they do bring that magic element to it.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed then that we get something of a display over the weekend. Alan, many thanks for talking to us on the show this afternoon. Alan Giltinen there, who's Centre Manager at Blackrock Castle Observatory in Cork.